This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crowley and Doran, they don't argue too much. They're pretty straightforward with each other. They seem to like each other pretty well. But Le'Veon Bell has seemed to split these two at the core, and Crowley was looking for somebody to break the tie. And I didn't quite get selected, but I do have an opinion on this. There's Crowley there. Crowley just walked in. So, should the Steelers bring Le'Veon Bell back onto the roster? Should the Steelers give him a second chance to play for the team? He said he wants to retire as a Steeler. He said the biggest regret in his life was not taking a contract. He felt that being stubborn in the moment, though, would have helped his career. And, well, we know that hindsight's 20/20. It didn't exactly help his career. Although he's a Super Bowl champion, technically, with the Buccaneers. The Kansas City Chiefs. But either way, I think that I look at it this way, because I wasn't there. I wasn't on the team. I wasn't even covering the team at that time. I was just in college. So, I mean, I'm just kind of watching this unfold as a fan. For me, I don't know if I would forgive the man or, you know, reward a man's request after he did me or my team or, you know, the people I care about dirty, so to speak. Right? Because when you think about it, his holdout set the Steelers back in a large way. I mean, James Conner had to be thrust into action as somebody who didn't prepare to be a number one that season, and the entire offense kind of had to rework around James Conner's game and not Bell's game. And just, like, think about how that kind of threw them off. And at the same time, too, Antonio Brown was going nuts. So that didn't necessarily help the Steelers either. There are a lot of factors that kind of took that 2018 team that had so much promise and ruin them, but Le'Veon Bell certainly played a factor in that, and that can be argued. Do you want to reward the person, you know, for making those poor decisions? I mean, is that a forgivable offense? And honestly, I can't answer that, and you out there probably can't answer that because you weren't a part of that team. You're not Mike Tomlin. You're not any of the players on the team. And so my whole point is that if the Steelers is an organization, if the team is willing to forgive him and give him an opportunity, I say, good, give him a try. Let him have a workout, and if he's good enough there, let him get into the preseason games, give him a couple carries, and if he can handle that, put him in games. Have him as a depth running back. Put him on the roster. Sure, why not? I can't believe Crowley said that, too. Would you rather have Derek Watt or Le'Veon Bell? I mean, I guess they are two different positions, but Le'Veon Bell has had more of an impact on the Steelers than I think Derek Watt has had in his time. So why not? I don't know why Crowley said that, to be honest with you. And I think that's why I buzzed him, because he said some ridiculous things that I didn't necessarily agree with. And one of my favorite sound effects now is this. If you ever hear that noise, that I express my displeasure with Crowley or any other takes that he might have. But so listen for that buzzer sound. That'll be me. But that was just one of those times where it's like, you know, you choose Derek Watt over Le'Veon Bell. To me, that didn't make sense. But then again, it's like, you know, the impact that Le'Veon Bell has had on the Steelers has kind of been negative and not great. And again, he did kind of turn his back on the team to negotiate through protest a better contract for himself. Now, if that's a forgivable offense, let him back on the roster. If that's not a forgivable offense, don't give him a shot. I'm fine either way. But if the opportunity presented itself and the team could forgive him, I don't see why you wouldn't give him the opportunity to at least have a workout. So I'm with Dorn in that case. Give him a workout. Doesn't necessarily guarantee he's going to be good, but if you can forgive him, give him the opportunity. If he's good enough to play, give him the opportunity. If he can contribute to a winning culture, I mean, it doesn't even seem like he wants to be the center of attention. He just wants to be a depth piece and help any way he can. It's not like he necessarily wants to say, hey, I'm better than Najee and I'm better than Jaylen Warren, so, like, you know, put me in there, put me as RB1. Not saying that. He's just saying he wants to retire as a Steeler. And whether that's take a few carries in the preseason and, you know, just say, okay, yeah, I was under contract, I took carries, my last carry was taken with the Steelers, now I'm happy, so be it. Maybe if he means, okay, well, give me an entire season and let me get a few carries during the season and let me be a depth piece that can help this team, and that's what he means by retire with the team, so be it there. But what matters most is what the team thinks. If the team thinks that he deserves a shot and deserves to get what he wants, which is to retire with the team, that's fine. If they don't, though, I totally understand that as well. But to not give him a shot at all, or to not at least consider it, to me, that doesn't make sense. That's a bit short-sighted. And it's more intricate about, it's more important to know what the team thinks than what we think. And if he can play and the team forgives him, let him play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.